Well, today we are doing another sermon, kind of in the vein of what we've been talking about over the last few weeks. Today is going to be specifically about trusting in the Lord. And that seems real easy to do because we're a bunch of believers, right? When it comes to believers, trusting the Lord seems to be just natural, or at least that's what's coming out of our mouth, right? Out of our mouth, we say, yeah, it's easy to trust in the Lord because I believe in him. But in reality, a lot of times we miss the scene of who he really is. So today we're going to be talking about trusting in the Lord. And I'm going to start off this today by reading a piece of scripture, Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. This is not our main scripture today, but it's a scripture to kind of set the stage. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8 says this. This is what the Lord says. The man who trusts in mankind, who makes human flesh his strength and turns his heart from the Lord is cursed. He will be like a juniper in the Arabia. He cannot see when good comes, but dwells in the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land where no one lives. The man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence indeed is the Lord, is blessed. He will be like a tree planted by water. It sends its roots out towards a stream. It doesn't fear when heat comes, and its foliage remains green. It will not worry in a year of drought or cease producing fruit. So we look at this piece of scripture. It gives the example of those who don't put their full trust in the Lord and those that do. Now again, most of us probably fall right there in the middle somewhere, where we say we trust in the Lord fully with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul. But then when it actually comes to living it out, we fail to miss it sometimes. We fail to see it sometimes. And this piece of scripture, I bring out a few characteristics. If you trust in man, then you are trusting in yourself. I can do this all by myself. I got this. I don't need someone else. I got this. I think when we look at that phrasing of trust in man, yeah, we're all good-natured human beings and we have good insights and good thoughts. But the reality is when we're a believer, we put our full trust in him. He is our insight. He is our guiding and directing. And we put our trust in him. And that is something we have to rest on and put everything that we are into that. So when we think about this, ourself. See, man's flesh is weak. But man tries to draw strength from flesh. Now again, man, woman, yes, ladies, I'm talking to you today too. It's not just men. The reality is we try to draw it from our own strength. We try to persevere in this world under our own strength. Even though we're believers, we say, I got this. I can do this. And a lot of times we fail to recognize that the Lord is the one guiding us and strengthening us. Because if we draw on his strength, then we can do anything. Because again, he's God and we're not. See, that's that whole self versus putting our trust in God, put our trust in the Lord. If we put our trust in ourselves, then we will fall short every single time. We put our trust in the Lord, we will always persevere. Now today we're going to talk about a little bit in our sermon about how even though we put our trust in the Lord, sometimes we fail to reach that mark. But usually that's because of our own humanness that we fail to reach that mark. See, in this man-centered thought process, it talks about the first part of Jeremiah here. It really is our heart departs from the Lord. Because see, when we are with the Lord, and we know the Lord, and we put our trust in him, then it's easy for our heart and mind to go in place and seeing him first. If we have that conversation with him, and we seek him in all that we do, then we can't fall short. Because we're putting our trust in him. And we need to recognize that in our lives. See, if you try to be selfish, man-centered, in your own reality and what you think you can do, then you miss some things. You will result in being like a shrub in a desert. fearing the next drought to come, being fearful over everything. And see, that drought will cause you much, much pressure in the reality of life. And if you don't trust in the Lord fully, then you will fall into that desert motif. Everything around you will always seem bad, always seem like you should be resting in fear. But in the reality is, we put our trust in the Lord. And no matter a drought comes, we can trust him to lead us through it. I hope you can see the difference in these two characteristics. See, the reality is when Jeremiah is talking about this, see, the people lost their way. They lost their heritage. They were brought away into exile, and they're returning. They lost their heritage, lost their land, and they were scared. They were rootless in a grand scheme of things and missing the point over and over and over again. But it was not their circumstances that caused this, caused them to lose their heritage. It's not their circumstances, but their circumstances revealed it. When you look at these circumstances that we live in and day out, I tell you, most of you are strong enough to handle so much, and I believe that, and that most of you put your full trust in the Lord. And so when you have a circumstance before you, you can still be happy. You can still smile. You can still resolve to know and trust in the Lord. But I tell you, there are times when circumstances around you are difficult and tough that really reveals who you are and how you deal with it, whether you're putting your trust in the Lord or not. The Israelites had lost their way during this time of exile, falling into idol worship, not putting their full trust in the Lord, but putting their full trust in something else. See, that's what makes the circumstances very difficult. We start worshiping things other than the Lord, and that causes us trouble after trouble after trouble. But even though we may go through troubles, just like the Israelites did, God is always with us. He's always there to help us up, lift us up, encourage us. And by his strength, we can get through anything. See, all that to set up our sermon series today of trust in the Lord. It's something that we must do. It's something we have to do. It's something we have to be excited about doing. It's putting our trust in him. Again, not easy. I'm the first to admit that sometimes when the circumstances comes around me, my first inclination is to go to, okay, how am I going to get out of this? Humanness, right? Usually I resolve pretty quickly to trusting in the Lord and reminding myself, what are you doing? He's got this. Can we all say that? Can we all feel that weakness sometimes, but yet resolve to trust in the Lord more? And that's what we have to do. Today, we're going to be talking about 2 Kings chapter 6. Verses 15 through 17. So if you want to turn there, that will be there the rest of the sermon. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. Setting the stage up for these particular verses is there is the king of Aram, and he is very upset with Elijah. And because the servant of the Lord was prophesying. Now he had this great helper mate who was with King of Aram and overheard that they were going to camp out in order to ambush the Israelites. And we look at that aspect, King Aram was very mad that Elijah could know this information. How could he know this information? Well, because of the Lord. Elijah was a great prophet of the Lord. And so Elijah warned Israel, be aware, be on guard that something's coming. So then the king said, well, I'm going to get this guy. Tell me where he is. So he knows, found out where he was, and he sent so many people. He sent horses, chariots, and an entire army to surround him. This one man. And that's pretty much where we pick up the story. This army has surrounded him. Now let's read the scripture in its entirety. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 and 17. When the servant of the man of God got up early and went out, he discovered an army with horses and chariots surrounding the city. So he asked Elijah, "Oh, my master, what are we to do?" Elijah said, "Don't be afraid, for those who are with us outnumber those who are with them." Then Elijah prayed, "Lord, please open his eyes and let him see." So the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw that the mountain was covered with horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. See, the servant, who is Elijah's protege, apprentice, if you will, opens the door and sees all the surrounding army, these horses, these chariots. They've come to take Elijah. Do you think the servant will be spared? I doubt it. But he succumbed to fear, didn't he? But Elijah has a different perspective on it, a perspective that the servant can't see, but soon will. So let's walk through this verse section by section, and we look at the first one in verse 15. "What shall we do?" the servant asks. I mean, what a great question. I think us as believers have that question a lot too. What shall I do? I want to say the simple answer is trust in the Lord more. But that's a simple answer, right? But how many of you, if you came to me for advice, and I say, just trust the Lord more, you'll get over it. I don't think that would be very encouraging, would it? I don't think you'd find that advice very helpful at all. Now, I'm not saying I might not still say it eventually throughout the conversation, but that wouldn't be the first answer I come out of my mouth. See, God knows our hearts so well. He knows who we are already before anything happens. We look at this servant asking the question. It all depends on what you're seeing. See, the servant sees the armies that are against him. Elijah sees something far more and far greater. Far more and far greater. See, we all face those moments. We look out into the crowd, we look out around us, and we see and we feel surrounded. We feel ambushed. We feel attacked. It happens everywhere. It happens at your workplace. It happens at your house. To where you feel attacked. I dare say it happens in the church. Not here, of course. But it happens to all of us. You get surrounded by all these people. What shall I do? Because we all will face those moments of job loss, bills piling up, food unable to be put on the table, car breaks down, no money to fix it. Or again, it could be someone literally coming up against you. What will you do in those moments? What shall we do when we face those moments in our life? I hope the simple answer is that we'll trust in the Lord more with every situation. But usually that comes in hindsight. You know, hindsight's 20/20, right? So we think about these circumstances that we've been in and the difficult times we've been through. I mean, all of you have something that comes to mind right now that was just difficult and hard that you walked through even in the past year, the past few months, the past few weeks. When you walk through it, sometimes it's hard not to just cinch in and feel the pain of what it means to be stressed out in that time. But now all of us, good Christians, when we get through that mountaintop moment that was just really tough, really hard, we can say, I'm thankful the Lord brought it through, brought us through this. But it's usually hindsight. Because usually in the midst of it, we are struggling with the idea that why am I going through this? I thought my life with Christ would be better, easier, less dramatic. That's not always the case. I'd say more like rarely the case. Because when you become a believer, you ascribe to a different life. I think when you look at this piece of scripture in this very particular verse 15, what shall we do? Well, I hope that you will take away the idea of, what are you going to do? Are you going to cry out to the Lord? Or are you going to cry out to yourself? And here's one that you put yourself in the forefront, in God's seat. And then the other one is that we actually trust in the Lord more and pursue him without hesitation. Because if we pursue him, we seek him, we seek that understanding, then without a doubt, he will receive all the glory from when he brings us through it. Verse 16, simply this, do not be afraid. Now, I have kids, so sometimes he gets a little fearful when a storm comes. Especially heights. He hates heights. He gets a little fearful. And there's times where I'm that bad dad and I say, just get over it, son. Let's go. Very rarely. But every once in a while, I just say, get over it. Come on. Rub some dirt in it. Buck up. Let's go. But more times than not, Sarah and I will comfort him. Allow him to have that freedom, that feeling of being fearful, but yet know that he's safe. Now take that image that you just had in your mind of us comforting Gabe, because you all know Gabe. Now picture how God will comfort you and your times and your circumstances that are difficult and rough and hard. No fun. Picture him comforting you. Because if you pictured yourself comforting you, then you're probably not on the right side of this. But sometimes we do that, don't we? We try to comfort ourselves. Sometimes we overeat. Sometimes we drink alcohol. Sometimes we turn to drugs to try to comfort ourselves. But the reality is we can trust him more. And we put our full trust in him and who he is. Literally, Elijah's saying, do not be afraid. But hear those words from the word of God that he says, do not be afraid. That is where we need to rest our hope and our trust in him. Now, can you imagine though? Remember that pastoral talk I was just talking about? Like the first thing I'm not going to say to you when you're going through tough times is trust in the Lord more. Imagine this. Elijah's apprentice comes up, says, Master, Master, it's chaos out there. And Elijah says, don't be afraid. First thing, if I was a servant, I'd say, what do you mean? Horses, chariots, oh my. Big old army, come on, oh my. The servant gets the response of, do not be afraid. That would be a confusing moment if you didn't follow what was going on the rest of the time. Do not be afraid. Elijah is telling him, don't be afraid, because he already knew that God was with them. Because Elijah's trust was in the Lord fully. The young servant's trust, he was just learning. He's an apprentice to Elijah of what it means to put their full trust in the Lord. Now, this don't be afraid is not a typical response you'd want to give somebody who's being fearful. Again, bad dad moments happen. Come on, son, get over it. It may even come out to you some days. Maybe if I'm in a task mode day and I'm not thinking straight. But the response is, do not be afraid, almost confuses the young man. But not Elijah, because he knows the truth. Because Elijah truly is the servant of God. And he knows who to put his trust in. See, all the servant could see was the armies, chariots, the horses coming against them, surrounding them, going to take them out. that Elijah's seen something far more. Don't be afraid. We are not alone. Now, if you just take that phrase right there and feel comfort from it, that no matter what situation you're in, no matter what battle you're going up against, no matter who is in that situation that's against you, you are not alone. One, I'd hope you can say you have your brothers and sisters in Christ who are with you, which you should be able to say that. But two, the Lord is always with us. And that is the most important point. No matter if you're alone in the wilderness, He is with you. And that is Elijah's point. The Lord is with us. We are not alone. And no matter what battle we go up against, no matter what time we may see pass before us in these struggles, the Lord is with you. You are not alone in any way, shape, or form. Do not be afraid, for we are not alone. We look at this phrase of verse 17, we are not alone, is impactful to note. Because when we put our full trust in the Lord, He is always with us. Interesting thing is He's always calling even non-believers. He's calling them to Him. But as a believer, we accept Him. We change our lives for Him. We want to live for Him. We want to put our trust in Him. We want to desire what He desires. We want to do His will. We want to put our full hope in Him by using the phrase of God is with us. So in those moments where your schedule's too full, your job is difficult, you're fighting with your spouse, your kids drive you nuts. If you say they don't, you're a liar. Or maybe you're Mother Teresa. You got all the patience in the world. Maybe in those difficult moments, you can be reminded that God is with you. What about in those moments that somebody is speaking slanderous of you, gossiping around you? You can curl up in a ball and feel defeated. Or you can be reminded that God is with us. I'd hope that you'd take that reminder from this, if anything else, that God is with us. We are not alone in any battle that we go before. No matter what it is, no matter what circumstance it is, no matter how difficult it is. He didn't take His hand off of you because you're going through a difficult time. He is walking you through it. Again, let's not get to the other side of problems before we realize that He has walked us through it. Let us realize it the whole time. Let's realize that He is the one who guides and directs us. He is with you, always. And just in this moment, Elijah is telling him, do not be afraid, because there's no reason to. We are not alone. There's no reason for the servant to be afraid, but can the servant see everything that Elijah is seeing? Well, the answer is no. He can't see this yet. He can't see what Elijah sees. Elijah has no fear because he knows what lies beyond, what surrounds him as being the God's servant. See, when you're in those circumstances, it's hard to see anything else. All you can see is the armies, the chariots, the horses. But you can judge who God is by your circumstances, or judge your circumstances by who God is. If you think about that phrasing of this sentence, a lot of times we do. What, God, don't you love me enough? Why am I going through this difficult time? And see, we judge God for who He is because of our circumstances. But If you judge your circumstances by who God is, that's the proper way to think of this. The way to think that whatever we're going through right now, the Lord will bring us through. The Lord is with us. He will guide, protect us, encourage us, strengthen us, give us the resolve to push forward. He is with us. So let us judge those circumstances by who he is. He has all the strength. He has all the power. He has all the knowledge. And if you put your trust in him, you can walk through it. See, that's something that we have to understand. Possibly a perspective check here also is Psalm 20, verse 7. I'll just read it, but if you want to make a note of it. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some take pride in chariots and others in horses, but we take pride in the name of Yahweh, our God. So you're going to put your trust in man, or you're going to put your trust in God? That really does set it forward for us. In man, ourself, or some other human being, or trusting in the Lord. That is what we must do. We have to do. We have to put our trust in the Lord. There's only one way in this situation. It's putting our trust in Yahweh, our God. Again, I repeat that it is not easy. And a lot of us, because we're all faithful Sunday school goers, the answer is always on the tip of our tongue, Jesus, to every answer, right? We all know that response. No matter what I say, just say Jesus. But it has to be more than that, right? It has to be more than just us being believers and saying something is true. Because it is true. But do we believe it? Is it in all of our heart and all of our mind that we believe that we trust him? And we trust him more than our circumstances. We trust in him to carry us through our circumstances. Or put more trust in ourselves. Put us in his position, rather than him being his rightful position. The more time you face crisis, though, and the more time you come through the other side, it does make it a little easier to trust him in the beginning. Now, some of you, in the Marine Corps, we use this term called salty dogs. That means somebody's been through the thick of stuff. And I'd say you as believers, there are some in our midst right now who have been through some really, really tough times in life. And I'd say truly that when it comes off their lips, I'm going to trust the Lord in this situation. They mean it. Because every time they go through a circumstance, they were reminded why they put their trust in the Lord. And those salty dogs that are part of our church have a reality, without question, that they put their full trust in the Lord because he is worthy of their trust. And I think us as believers, if we can just do that more, again, come back to the phrase I tell you not to use, right? Trust him more. Because if we can just do that, he will carry us through everything. Because then we can continue to walk by faith and not just by sight. Think about this. He was looking with his eyes and only seeing the horses, and chariots, and army that was coming up against him. But when Elijah prayed the prayer to open the servant's eyes, he seen the great army that God has surrounding his people to carry them through it. That same army is available to us. The same army is what surrounds us, that he will carry us through these moments. I mean, some of you might be going through things right now, some very difficult moments. God will carry you through it. Lean on him, and he will carry you through. Now, in the wrap-up time, we get to choose as individuals what we want to do with this. We can say, good sermon, Pastor. Thank you. I need to hear that today. And believe it, or you can just say that. Because what I don't want you to do is just hear that phrase and say, yeah, sounds good. I'll go with that. I want you to take that phrase that I will trust in the Lord and own it. Put it into your mind and let it just always roll off your lips. Put it in your heart and always know it and always feel it. To those moments when you're going through circumstances and things are difficult, that all you can see is the chariots of fire of Lord's angels surrounding you in this circumstance. See, that's owning it. That's believing it. That's trusting it. That's putting your full trust in the Lord and all that he is, because he is worthy of that. In my life, I've had some difficult moments where trust is very hard. I've come a long way over the years, but trust is hard to give. I always have to remind myself, in the reality, there's not a man or woman in here that really I can fully trust in that way. But what I do know, I can always trust in the Lord to bring me through it. He is worthy of my trust. He deserves yours as well. Will you give it to him? Because he is worthy of that setting. And your last fill in the blank, if you're a fill in the blank person, is this. We get to be the tumbleweed, drained of life, or we get to be the tree, fully alive and giving life to others. I tell you, when your strength is fully about you and your own person, when someone asks you for help, you get drained. But if your full trust is in the Lord, that is a life giver. That is a way that we can set our mind on, and that is a way that we can trust, fully alive and giving life to others. Every believer that I know that has this obviously stamped on their forehead, even though it's not a tattoo or literal sign, you can see it in them. That when you're around them, you just feel comfortable. I like those moments. When you just walk and be around somebody and you haven't seen them for a few weeks, you're like, man, I'm so glad to be around you. And remind you to put your full trust in the Lord, that it's obvious they have. I close out the sermon in just prayer time. Just praying over this message that was on my heart to deliver here for the church body, whether you're face-to-face here today or whether you're screen-to-screen on an online version. May God impact you in these moments. May he call you to trust him more. Father, we just thankful for the way that you have guided and directed this time together. Father, may you get all the praise and glory that you so deserve, because each man and woman in this place can put their full trust in you, because you are worthy of us putting our trust in. Without any question, we will fully trust you. Father, is anybody in this room right now that's going through a difficult time and struggling to see the impact that you have on them? Father, open your servant's eyes. Let them see that you are surrounding them. Father, let them have the picture that comes to mind when we talk about a parent reassuring a child. Because, Father, that's what we are. We are your children. And, Father, there are times that we need that comfort reminder of your arms surrounding us. Father, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your message. I'm grateful for the way that you can work through our lives, through these messages. And Father, may you get all the glory and honor. We say this in Jesus' name, and all your people said, amen.